Is being slain in the spirit consistent with a biblical worldview?
Today, thousands of people are routinely being slain in the spirit in the name of a fashionable demonstration of Holy Ghost power. Practitioners claim ample validation for the phenomenon in Scripture, church history, and experience. However, the phenomenon is not only conspicuous by its absence in the ministry of Jesus and the apostles, but it's generally inconsistent with a biblical worldview. First, as aptly noted by pro-Pentecostal sources such as the Dictionary of Pentecostal and Charismatic Movements, an entire battalion of Scripture proof texts is enlisted to support the legitimacy of the phenomenon, although Scripture plainly offers no support for the phenomenon as something to be expected in the normal Christian life. Furthermore, the experience of being slain in the Spirit can be attributed to mere human manipulation. According to the Dictionary of Pentecostal and Charismatic Movements, in addition to God, the source of the experience can be a purely human response to autosuggestion, group peer pressure, or simply the desire to experience the phenomenon. Cynics may write off the use of altered states of consciousness, peer pressure, expectations, and suggestive powers as mere socio-psychological manipulation, but Christians must perceive an even more significant threat, and that is that these techniques are fertile soil for satanic and spiritual deception. Finally, the slain in the spirit phenomenon has more in common with occultism than with a biblical worldview. As popular slain in the spirit practitioner Francis McNutt candidly confesses in his book Overcome by the Spirit, the phenomenon is externally similar to manifestations of voodoo and other magic rites, and is found today among different sects in the Orient as well as among primitive tribes in Africa and Latin America. In sharp contrast, Scripture makes it clear that as Christians, we must be self-controlled and alert rather than being in an altered state of consciousness or being slain in the Spirit. A passage to ponder, 1 Peter 5:8 and 9. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith.